Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
I'm Jack.
And welcome to the weekly.
Yeah, it is.
It's weekly. Been a week. Wow, we haven't done this yet.
It's been 7 days.
Or 7 days, yes. That's right.
It hasn't been a week. It's been 7 days.
Wait, that's a week.
No. No.
Yeah. No. Yeah, it has. That's a week.
Not anymore. They changed it.
Oh, where did they change this?
In the rules of Jack.
Okay.
The clubbing king.
Can you log off whatever message board you're on right now that isn't Lost related, please? So you can concentrate.
This is Lost related. It's about the Chargers.
Come on, let's start off.
All right.
Focus on our work here.
Maybe we can send Norv to the island.
Maybe this is not.
He's
turn
like,
off right
he's
now.
Like,
come on.
He's like an off. Other. He's like an other, isn't he?
Close it out.
I'll go on the Jane Jack message board.
All right. Now, we are actually going, I think we're going to try and do weekly shows here because we have the Mobisodes to talk about.
Yes, we have actually information.
Yeah, and
I think you're just trying to change the subject because...
change the subject of what? Subject
you,
of
you
what?
Don't want to do the Danielle podcast because you know you're wrong.
It's not that
that's what
you
keep. That's
wrong.
What he keeps
just,
saying, people. He keeps saying,
no.
I don't want to do that. No, don't make me do that because I'm wrong and she isn't, you know, I've been wrong about it. And I don't want
to think it's a lame idea.
You're lame. Your face is lame. Your face.
No, we'll do it. All right, come on. We got all the time in the world. We got like 6 weeks or something like that.
Do we?
No, it's more than that. Early February.
Not one person sent in a question.
Question for what?
The contest.
It's still early.
I'm running out of time.
Okay. Now, today we're going to be talking about the first Lost Mobisode that was released, The Watch. So we're going to have a Lost recap.
Lost recap.
And we're going to do Next on Lost today, talking about the next Lost Mobisode, which will be the actual today when you get this on Monday.
The second one's coming out, right?
Yeah. Got a little bit of Lost news. Really, it's strike related. We have.
I went on Dark UFO, and it was taken down.
What was?
The second one.
Oh, yeah. We also have Ryan sent in some Lost news from the island, and this is a very good one.
Is it very good?
I mean, they're always very good, but this one has a lot of stuff.
So you're saying the other ones weren't good?
No, I'm saying.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying. How about you? Would you like a knuckle sandwich? Is what I'm saying. And
I haven't listened to it yet.
Also, we have for the first time in a while Jack's crackpot theory of the week.
Yes, it's a crackpot theory on the Mobisodes. I think I'm gonna try and come up with a crackpot theory on
every Mobisode.
I'm gonna try. I'm not. I'm,
come on.
I
come
make
on.
No guarantees.
Can you make guarantees? Come on. I think that's pretty easy. A crackpot theory on every week. Come on. It's only 13 weeks and it's a Mobisode.
Yeah,
to be
it's a whole 2 minute thing. Come with it. All right,
if you're as great as they say you are, you should be able to make a crackpot theory.
If I'm as great as I say I am,
yes, there you go, exactly.
Then yes, all right, I'll do it. You know, just to shut you up.
Okay, all right, good. So first, what do you say we get into some Lost recap?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Lost recap.
It's Lost recap time for the Mobisode, or it's called Lost Missing Pieces, titled The Watch. We're going to do this a bit different than our usual recap because obviously it's about, you know, 2 minutes, so it's going to be a lot shorter. But we're actually going to play the audio from the mini episode, and then we're going to recap some stuff and discuss what we think the Mobisode brought to the table. Alrighty, so
don't play it yet. I'm queuing it up right now, so I wanna
okay,
watch
well,
it.
Can you push mute? Did you push mute? Okay, good. But this is the setup. It's before Jack's wedding to Sarah. It's written by Carlton Cuse, and the director is Jack Bender. And this is like a Jack flashback kind of thing, because the mini episodes, the lot.
Well, it definitely wasn't a flash forward because he looked kind of sane.
The missing pieces will come from like everywhere. And it's not like a strict timeline. They're just the missing pieces, of course. So let's get into the clip right now. What do you say, Jack?
I say we do it.
All right, here we go.
What you doing there, kiddo?
Throwing rocks.
Good. Good. Get all that rock throwing out before you get married.
It was either this or being inside with Sarah and the wedding planner, figuring out where all the flowers go.
Wise choice.
Listen, before tonight, before things get crazy, I wanted to give you something. This was my dad's. And I thought it would only be fitting.
I've never seen you wear it before.
Well, that's because I never did. Your grandfather didn't really like your mother, and, you know, he thought marrying her was a mistake. He told me to my face the day that I got married, and then he gave me this watch, so I never wore it.
Dad, are you trying to tell me something?
Unlike me, you have made the absolute right choice.
Thank you.
Oh, here, it's yours.
I guess this is really happening, huh?
Ooh. As soon as they arrange those flowers and you run out of rocks.
Well, there's a lot of rocks out here.
Would you do me a favor? If you and Sarah ever have a kid, try to treat him a little better than I treated you.
No pressure, right?
I'll see you inside, kiddo.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah.
All right, so that was the first Lost mini episode, Lost Missing Pieces.
Pretty touching.
Yeah.
Pretty sad.
Yeah.
The part we don't see, though, is when Jack's throwing rocks out there, he kills a surfer.
Really?
Yeah, he hits him in the head, conks him out, and the surfer drowned.
Wow, that's kind of hardcore.
Yeah, well, they cut it out.
Oh, okay. But yeah, it starts out with Jack throwing stones into the ocean, and Christian Shepherd shows up. It's during the wedding, and Christian gives a watch to Jack, which was his father's. But what was...
Hey, didn't we see Jack in season one throwing rocks in the ocean?
I can't remember.
There was somebody throwing rocks in the ocean in season one.
Well, it's not... It happens. People throw rocks and it's not like... But maybe I don't know how much significance that has.
Maybe he's throwing at Scott and Steve.
But it's funny that he said, like, about, unlike me, you made the absolute right choice. So he... Was it a mistake, him marrying his wife?
Yeah, what's the deal with that? Because we've only seen his wife once, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, twice.
We've seen her twice?
Once, twice?
I think I remember seeing her once.
Once, okay.
In his first flashback.
Well, I saw her last night on Hill Street Blues.
Okay.
So maybe that was it. No, yeah, it's only on White Rabbit, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So are we going to see more of her storyline?
I don't know. Because it seems kind of interesting, why did he not make the right choice?
Yeah, because his grandpa didn't like her.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Mm-hmm.
Is she part of Dharma, maybe?
I don't think that's the case. But he gives him a watch that his father gave to him on his wedding day.
Such a special watch, he never wore it.
Yeah.
It meant so much
to him. I
just had
this in my drawer. Here you go.
Actually, he was just down there at the arcade, little crane machine.
And he got them.
Yeah, okay, I'll say this is my grandpa's watch. Hey, here, Jack, do a better job raising your kid than I did, but here's a watch that, of course, I never wore it. All he needs is a little plastic cylinder
that
comes in.
Yeah, a little plastic. It's a Casio.
a bling Casio.
Another thing with a watch, you know, watch being significant, like when Jin had to carry that Rolex to Los Angeles for son's father.
Right.
So it's one of the watch, kind of one of those big symbols, I guess, on the show. Then Jack says, "Are you trying to tell me something?" And I thought this was funny. "Christian, unlike me, you have made the absolute right choice."
Right. Because Jack always makes the right choice.
I don't know that. But see, it ended up he
did. Except for killing the surfer.
Well, see, the thing is, though, he said that, but it obviously didn't because he didn't end up with Sarah.
Well, he ended up with her. He married her,
yeah.
But he went.
So was that not the right choice if they broke up?
Well, he might have made the right choice, but he didn't make the right choices maybe during the marriage.
Ah, okay.
Who knows?
Okay. But what's also
maybe
cool,
maybe threw rocks at her.
Yeah, what's
and this, maybe she was taking a bath and he was just throwing rocks at her.
I'm just trying to throw them in the ocean, but I was a bath.
These stupid rocks.
But what's cool about the...
You think if he was really worried about getting married, he would have found all the rocks he could and just put them on the beach. Because remember he said...
Yeah, I can just keep...
Or get rid of those flower arrangements.
What I think it's cool about the flash forwards is it kind of brings up the opportunity that he can win back Sarah, which I think is kind of cool.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No, you don't think so?
Yeah. No? She's done.
Really?
She's got someone else. She's pregnant with someone else.
But that
kid.
Doesn't... I mean, that's...
Have you seen Jack in the... Did you see the flash forward?
I know, and
the
flash forward looked terrible, but I'm just saying...
Did you see it?
That's not the end of Lost. There's still three more seasons and three more seasons of Flash Forwards.
If they come back, we know they've only got 8 episodes done.
Well, they're going to come back. Just don't know when or how it's going to come back. But some news, I think, will give us some positive feelings later on in the show today. But I think that's kind of cool. It maybe opens up the opportunity for him to win back Sarah. Maybe. But you don't think that's
no, I'm going to say right now that doesn't happen.
That doesn't happen?
So it'll probably happen in the 8th episode of the season. hey, that'll be a question.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good question.
Well, Jack gets Sarah back.
But I don't think it'll happen this season. I think it may happen like in the 6th season or something.
It's a question.
Is that kind of the fast forward also opens up the opportunity for like a quadrangle.
He needs a razor first before he's going to get Sarah
like
back.
Like a quadrangle of Kate, Sarah, Sawyer, and Jack.
Yeah. And what, Juliet?
And Juliet. Wow, this thing's getting complicated.
You know you can trust Juliet as far as he can throw her. maybe just take the women and throw them in the ocean.
Dude, that's wrong. Jeez. So that was the...
I'm just stuck on this whole throwing the rocks
in
the ocean.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know what it is where you fixate on this throwing
of
the rocks.
There's other people on the beach. You know, what if there's... Maybe there's someone out there snorkeling and they get hit in the head with a rock and they just sink to the bottom of the ocean.
Well, when the rock hits the water, it's going to float down.
Not if it hits you in the head.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, so...
Or it hits inside the snorkel and you can't breathe.
That is highly doubtful. But as for the new these new mini episodes, what do you think? First one, what are your feelings on
it just basically brought me I want the show to come back.
Yeah, I mean it wasn't too crazy. It wasn't like, oh my god, this was amazing.
Because I've been doing pretty good in the off season, not really getting I'm gonna start watching season one again next week. Uh-huh. But I was kind of getting
But it's not like mind blowing or anything. But it's a nice little appetizer before Lost comes back.
It seems like they like each other though.
Huh?
But Jack's always he's always hesitant. He always kind of looks at his dad like he doesn't really trust him.
Well, I mean it's definitely a stressed relationship.
Yeah.
Between
especially since he calls him kiddo. I think that's what freaks
is that
Jack
what it
out.
Is?
You look at his face. He goes, "Don't call me kiddo."
Okay. You think that's something going to happen down the future?
Nobody calls me kiddo.
But all in all, I enjoyed it. It wasn't mind blowing. It wasn't theory crazy, but it was fun.
Oh, there's a theory out there.
Your crackpot theory, but I think it was fun and I enjoyed it and I can't wait for next week's. So
you think these are better than the Lost Experience? I never got into
the Lost
Experience.
With Lost Experiences, it had its high and low points.
Yeah.
But what really kind of made the Lost Experience really cool was that video with Robert Hanzo and stuff like that, learning that kind of
stuff.
Well,
there were some parts that were really cool, but some parts... I think the thing that's cool about this is it actually has the actors
exactly,
in it.
Exactly, yeah. And that's really nice. And it's nice to actually pull out John Terry to come out and just do that Mobisode, which also leads to maybe they had him out there doing that Mobisode, maybe he's in something else in the actual show itself. Who knows?
Well, he shouldn't be. He can't be in a flash forward.
No, but he can be in a flashback.
Yes, he could.
All right. So,
you want the crackpot theory now? Or are we doing
no, we're at the end, right. As usual. But speaking of next week's Mobisode, let's go into that right now on Next on Lost,
the TV show.
Actually, Next on Lost, the Mobisodes.
Next on Lost. Next on Lost, the TV show. Next on Lost. Next on Lost, but maybe it's next week, maybe it's in a couple days. Cause next on Lost, Lost on the Lost.
All right, next on Lost, the Mobisodes is the adventures of Hurley and Frogert.
Oh, really?
Yes, and the Mobisode takes place on the island in a meeting between Hurley and the previously unseen Neil Frogert. And Neil Frogert will be played by Sean Wallen, I think that's how you pronounce his last name. And you may know him. He's been on a lot like Scrubs and stuff like that. But from what I know him the most is his role as the Oneaters fan.
Oh, really? That's
from
him?
That Thing You Do. Yeah.
He's love him in that movie. He's great. You know, there's not enough of him in that movie.
I know. Yeah, he's really great. In that
he should have come back. He should have went to California when they were at the studio and they were on this show.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. And they actually brought in like, you know, a relatively, you know, pretty well-known actor to play that character. So I have a feeling that maybe we're going to get some more of Neil Frogert. And
cool.
The producers have alluded to that.
That's good because I love him.
And this will actually, I think it's the whole kind of premises around Hurley's date with Libby.
Oh.
So it's already been out for those of you who have Verizon, and it will be out.
We don't.
Huh?
We don't have Verizon.
No. But it will be out tomorrow, or today, actually, on ABC.com. So check that out, The Adventures of Hurley and Frogert.
You have to sit through a commercial first.
Yes. and it looks pretty cool. So that's what's next on Lost the Mobisodes. All right, Jack, what do you say we get into some Lost news?
All right, let's do it.
Here we go. All right, some Lost news, basically strike related. First up, Carlton Cuse has decided to actually go and help finish production on the 8 episodes that have already been out.
Oh.
This is from BuddyTV.com. The people put in the most difficult position because of the writer's strike have undoubtedly been the showrunners, the people who act as both writers and producers on their very own show, who are almost solely in charge of their series creative direction. Once the writer's strike began that fateful Monday, showrunners were put in an impossible situation. Do they break the picket line and help finish up production on the shows, or do they adhere to the Writers Guild wishes and stay away while the series continues production without them? Lost, with 8 scripts finished and production ongoing, has perhaps the most loyal and demanding fan base of any series on network TV. It's because of this that Lost writer, producer, and co-showrunner Carlton Cuse has decided to go back to work. Cuse told the New York Times, "We feel that we owe our fans, owe that to our fans. We would harm our franchise if we didn't do it ourselves." Whether this decision will be met with WGA resistance is yet unclear, but Cuse himself is a member of the WGA negotiating committee, so I'm sure he ran this through the appropriate channels before making the decision. I haven't read anything regarding whether or not Cuse's showrunner Damon Lindelof will come back to work on Lost as well. Cuse will not be doing any writing, so he technically won't be breaking the strike. He's just there to work on post-production of Lost's 8 new episodes that will air in early 2008. It's hard to disagree with Cuse's decision here. It's in reality a benefit to the fans. And if you know that episodes are going to be produced and aired regardless of what you do, I think you probably owe it to the fans to get involved and make sure the episodes are up to snuff. Oscar Dahl, writer for Buddy TV. What do you think about that?
I have no problem with it.
Yeah.
Because, again, it benefits me. Right? It all comes back to me.
Wow. You're on like an ego tirade that has lasted 2 podcasts.
That's my new style.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to be bitter. I don't want to be handsome. I want to be about me.
So, well, egotistical?
Doesn't it helps the fans? He's really, yeah. He's not writing.
He's not writing. I don't think he's breaking any rules.
I don't think he's breaking any rules. I don't think anyone could object. Who wants to send someone in there that doesn't know what they're doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Screws it up.
Yeah, so by all means, I think we support
this. If that's the case, then I would agree with them. They didn't want to do the episodes. Release them anyway. If they don't solve the strike, then hey, let's just stop production.
Exactly.
And wait till next season.
But production is still going, and it's nice that Cuse decided to go in and make sure everything's going along smoothly.
Yeah, I can't argue with it.
All right, and kind of the more hopeful news is studios and networks will resume negotiations with striking writers on November 26th. So that is
2 weeks.
2 weeks from now.
Why November 26th?
They probably had to set a date for it.
Oh, it's probably holiday.
Yeah, because of the holiday week.
All right.
The WGA remains on strike. The company's recently dropped their insistence that the strike had to stop, at least temporarily, as a condition of restarting negotiations. The Friday night announcement came on the 12th day of strike in form of a joint statement from the Writers Guild of America and the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. Both sides have agreed to a news blackout. Leaders from the AMPTP and the WGA have mutually agreed to resume formal negotiations on November 26th, the statement said. No other details or press statements will be issued. Shortly after the joint statement was released, WGA West President Patrick Verrone sent an email to the WGA membership. This announcement is a direct result of your efforts, Verrone said. For 12 days, I have repeated that a powerful strike means a short strike. Now, it is equally important that we now prove the good news won't slow us down either. We must remember that returning to the bargaining table is only a start. Our work is not done until we receive a good contract, and that is by no means assured. Accordingly, what we achieve in negotiations will be a direct result of how successfully we can keep up our determination and resolve.
So if somehow
a bit of hope.
So if they can solve it quick,
uh-huh,
then the season shouldn't be in jeopardy, right?
Yes, and Ryan's update will actually inform us a little bit about that.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so all in all, a bit of hope. They're going to resume negotiation talks on November 26th, and hopefully everything goes well, and the writers can get back to writing, and our beloved Lost won't be delayed too much.
I like the fact they're not going to talk about it in the press.
Yeah.
And uh-huh. Just do it behind closed doors.
Exactly.
Get the deal done. Uh-huh. Release the information, and then we can get back to
business.
Yes, get back to enjoying my shows.
So, so all in all, pretty positive news when last week it was pretty grim.
Yeah.
But there's a nice little light at the end of the tunnel. But it's nothing's, you know, guaranteed yet or anything like that. But at least it's progress.
Right. Because you got the holidays coming up in December anyway, so they would have taken some time off anyway, right?
That's what actually Ryan's going to talk about.
Okay, then let me stop stepping on Ryan's shoes and I'll...
So that is our last news for today. Now we're going to get into Ryan's last news from the island. Remember, this is spoilery, so if you do not like spoilers, skip ahead to the next section. But there is some definite good stuff in here. All right, so are you ready?
Yep.
Jack? All right, here we go.
He can always find the lost scoops that blow our mind. His name is Ryan, and he lives on the island. Yes, it's Ryan. With some lost news from the island. Yes, it's Ryan. Some lost news from the island.
Aloha, Lost fans, and ha'oli la o mai ka'i. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. This is Ryan with a Lost filming update. Now, Honolulu has been buzzing with filming work for the past several weeks, and I've got a ton of news. Of course, this means a lot of spoilery goodness, so this is your last warning. If you don't want to know, you better stop me here. Now, of course, we're all concerned about the writers' strike, but while we're all disappointed that some of our favorite shows are being affected, I suspect most fans understand what the writers need to do for everything they do. We all just hope that the dispute is resolved soon. Now, Lost was able to lock down 8, or half, of the Season 4 scripts before the strike hit, and it's been announced that those episodes will be aired next year rather than being held until 2009. Now, a half season isn't ideal, but speaking at least for myself, I'll happily take anything I can get. As it happens, Lost is filming Episode 8 right now, meaning that work will stop for hundreds of people in just a few days. Fortunately, Lost was already planning a break for the holidays, meaning that there's a little, very little, wiggle room to pick things up without a beat should the strike end soon. They're going to wrap by the 27th of November, and if the scripts are ready, they'll be able to resume work in January and finish the season. So let's all cross our fingers and rub our lucky rabbit's feet for that. But let me take you back a few weeks and catch you up on just some of what Lost has been up to for Season 4. From Los Angeles to Korea, from Fiji to New York, it's been a whirlwind trip, so let's get going. Now, one of the highest-profile location shoots in recent memory took place in early October when Lost set up shop downtown. They returned to the historic Laniakea YWCA, which has played both Hurley's Mental Institution and Saeed's Paris Restaurant. They did indeed film another institution scene with the ever-lovable Jorge Garcia, but it was what followed that really got interesting. Lost built an elaborate courtroom set inside the building, and meanwhile set up a second unit right next door at the Hawaii State Capitol building. There they built a police interrogation room inside and set up a media frenzy outside. Evangeline Lilly was the center of attention for both setups, although Matthew Fox was on hand for some scenes as well. At the Los Angeles Criminal Court, Kate's arrival prompted a mob scene, with press crowding around her and an angry mob calling her a murderer. Then, in the courtroom, an intense scene, including murder, assault, and weapons charges. Finally, in the basement parking lot, Jack and Kate have a quiet conversation before Kate is driven off in the back of a taxicab. What happened? Was it a flashback or a flash forward? Your guess is as good as mine. Now, the rest of October is pretty much a blur. I missed a lot of the action, but my friends were able to pick up some tidbits. The production crew was spotted at the old Honolulu Brewing Company building, which was last seen in a flashback for the late, great Charlie Pace. No stars were sighted there, though, so for all we know, they just wanted a nice red brick wall for something else. Another sighting puts them on the slopes of Diamond Head, near the National Guard complex. There they were filming a rain scene with water trucks spraying down a bunch of soldiers in training, doing sit-ups in the mud. British or American troops? Nobody can say. And a lot of filming out at the YMCA's Camp Erdman on the North Shore, also known as Othersville. There, I'm told, we'll see characters that haven't previously been seen in the neighborhood, and at least one character we haven't seen anywhere in a long time. This month, though, I was fortunate enough to catch up with Lost production more than once. So, our first stop is Korea. That is Kaimuki, Kahuku, and Chinatown, all neighborhoods that help set the stage for Daniel Dae Kim and Yoon-jin Kim, Jin and Sun scenes. Now, Jin's scenes were fun to watch. In Chinatown first, he ducked into a toy store. On the other side of the door, he was suddenly in Kaimuki, where he was on the hunt for a giant stuffed panda bear. Having found his prize, it was back outside to Chinatown, but in the hustle and bustle of crowds and traffic, he loses the bear in the back of a taxi cab. I was able to watch Daniel Dae Kim, dressed up and looking dapper as ever, try and chase down the cab. He eventually throws his cell phone down in frustration and dashing it to pieces. What was Sun up to? Well, her scenes were filmed behind closed doors, but I dare say they touched both on new life and death, which is to say, one day she was at Kahuku Hospital in the maternity ward, and the next day she was at a funeral. Next up on our world tour, the bustling South Pacific port of Suva, Fiji's capital city. Yes, Lost was filming in Kovalo Basin, a small commercial harbor in Honolulu, but no doubt more than a few boaters were surprised to see Port of Suva painted in large letters on the side of an old shipyard building. Filming was taking place aboard the small freighter Kahana. It's actually an offshore supply boat, formerly known as the Seabulk Colorado, and on the pier, a thatched roof pavilion and a Fiji tour bus were standing by. Some of the names and faces introduced late in Season 3 were on the scene, but one person aboard stood out from the crowd, someone we haven't seen since the very end of Season 2 on a completely different boat. Yes, it was a tired and disheveled-looking Harold Perrineau. Michael, he was waiting until no one was looking. He walks to the edge of the freighter and throws something overboard. Finally, we end up in the Big Apple. Yes, for New York. In Chinatown, Lost returned to Chapin Lane. It's a narrow alley near Hawaii Pacific University that previously played Thailand for a Jack flashback. Actually, though, this time they were in an alley off that alley, and it was interesting watching the cast and crew work in a space no more than 12 feet wide. It was a major shoot that ran all night, and it also called for Honolulu's Bethel Street to be transformed into a New York street at Christmas time. Christmas lights were strung and fog machines brought in as well. Of course, they had to cover Hawaiian street signs with more New York-sounding streets, like Chambers Avenue. The most complex scene of the evening was a major car crash. And I'm guessing we're going to be seeing Manhattan in a flashback rather than a flash forward, as special care was taken to have cars in that shot that were no newer than the early 90s. And who did we see last in New York City back then? None other than Michael Dawson once again, Harold Perrineau, now looking fit, young, and trim. The biggest revelation of the evening, though, is who Michael runs into in New York. In that narrow alley, you see, there was a confrontation, a fight with shouting, punching, and a gunshot. A fight with none other than MC Gainey, a.k.a. Mr. Friendly, a.k.a. Tom. It looks like Michael's problems with the man began long before Walt was taken at sea at the end of Season 1. So, there you have it. This is probably your last Lost filming update for the year, so I hope it was good for you. Before I go, though, a little bit of dessert. I thought I'd also rattle off a list of unconfirmed star sightings I've collected recently. Next season, you may or may not see John Terry, William Mapother, Mira Furlan, Blake Bashoff, and Sam Anderson. And that's Christian Shepherd, Ethan, Russo, Carl, and Bernard. He's a dentist, not Rambo. Of course, they may have just been in town for something else, and with Mobisodes in production now at the same time as episodes, it's hard to say where and when these characters might appear, if at all. We'll have to wait until February to know for sure. Yes, the final stretch is always the hardest, but remember, there was once a time that Lost was 9 months away. Now it's maybe 6 weeks until the season 4 premiere. Of course, we lucky bums in Hawaii will again get to see it earlier than the rest of the world on the beach in Waikiki on February 2nd. And hopefully, we'll see you there. For the Lost Podcasting Network, and on behalf of my beautiful wife, Jen, celebrating 10 years of wedded weirdness today, by the way, this is Ryan on the island bidding you all a warm aloha.
Well, congratulations, all right,
congratulations,
guys.
10 years. Actually, I was talking to Ryan this morning when he sent it, and he said that actually that Michael flashback is actually a flash forward.
Really?
Yeah. So
with Tom?
Yeah. Kind of interesting.
Huh.
So.
Well, how could that be?
Don't know.
Didn't we see Tom get shot?
Yeah, we did.
Didn't Juliet shoot him?
No, Sawyer shot him, remember?
Did Sawyer shoot him?
Yeah, Sawyer shot him.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Remember, he just went
and then
shot him.
Said,
just, yeah, straight up. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was Sawyer shot him.
Okay.
Wow. All great last news. And
so, what's the deal with Kate? Why would people be gathering around her murder?
Because if it's a flash forward, I bet it has to do with the whole plane crash. It has to be.
It has to be because she didn't.
Yeah.
She didn't
garner that much attention when she was a fugitive.
Right. So, it has to be somebody else she killed.
Yeah,
allegedly,
or just it has. I think it has to be a flash forward.
It has to be something about the plane crash.
And it has to be something about the plane crash to get that kind of attention,
right?
But who knows? We don't know for sure. And especially that she was talking.
No,
to
it
Jack,
has to be.
And that she was talking to Jack.
Well, who would
in the parking
it?
Lot.
Who would it been?
I don't know.
Who would on the plane would be? Would people care that much about that she killed?
I don't know. I don't think she killed anybody. Maybe. For somehow maybe the powers that be, that the bad guys accused her of killing people on the plane or something.
Yeah.
Maybe they
set her up.
Maybe they made her the scapegoat for the plane crash or something like that.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know.
But Jack would come out and say that they didn't, obviously she didn't kill
maybe
anybody.
Maybe they have something on Jack where he can't come and talk publicly or something like
Jack
that.
Jack would do the right thing. Jack wouldn't sit back.
Bearded Jack, I don't think would do the
right
thing.
Okay, that's right. He's at a rock, too.
Yeah.
So he can't break her out.
So all in all, some great stuff. I'm really excited. And,
all right, let's get back and solve
Ryan.
This strike.
I don't want resuming negotiations.
I don't want 8 episodes. I want the whole thing.
All right. I think most of us do, Jack. But
okay, I'm
just
saying.
They're going back to resume negotiations November 26th. And like you said, they are taking a break anyway right now. So they
weren't going to come back till January anyway, huh?
To start shooting, but that means they need to come back and write these scripts and have everything
right.
ready to go. So it still might be delayed, but at least there was a planned break.
You think maybe they're still maybe writing the scripts, but not going to give them to the production company?
I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't.
I don't.
I wouldn't call them on it, but
yeah, I don't know. I don't know
how because they know what the storyline. They have the storyline already.
Yeah,
they knew what episode 9 and 10 and 11 were going to be anyway, right?
Yeah.
So they probably on their laptop and sit down and
see. I don't know though. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a writer.
I'm sure they have at least an outline.
Yeah.
Of what's going to happen.
But I think they already had an outline beforehand, though.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But each episode, like episode 9 is going to
be. Yeah. Uh-huh. They probably
have those
at the beginning.
Episode.
Yeah.
They have some kind of.
Yeah.
Okay. So it shouldn't take long to.
Who knows? I don't know. I'm not well versed in the writing part of production, so I don't know what really entails in that. So if anybody out there is a Hollywood writer or, you know, knows the system, call us and let us know.
Right. Unless it gets you in trouble, then we don't want you to get in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, if it's going to get in trouble, don't.
No.
But, you know, if you can and tell us and let us know, that would be rather
I'm just
helpful.
Wondering because it just seems to me that they would have something down somewhere.
What?
They would have something down in episode 9 and episode 10.
Oh, yeah,
11.
They do. They.
But I'm saying they probably are. I'm curious if they're working on it right now, but not giving it to the studios.
Uh-huh. I forgot this. Jorge Garcia let us know we had a couple things that we didn't really know about on last week's show.
Right.
So Jorge Garcia told us that as far as the actors are concerned, as series regulars, we are contractually obligated to work on Lost for as long as Lost runs, unless we get fired or killed off.
Because we asked about whether they'd want to stick around, you know.
Yeah.
If the strike wiped out the whole season, would they want to stick around for another
Yeah,
year.
Exactly. So even if the strike may push production further back than we would like, we still have a commitment to work on Lost.
Okay.
So they are contractually obligated to work on Lost.
So that's good
until it's done.
So that's good for the fans.
Yes. And two, and you wondered if the strike was for the movie writers as well. Yes, it is. You just might not notice the hit as much as you will on TV for a while because the studios probably have a backlog of scripts they've acquired to go into production for some time.
All right.
So thank you, Jorge, for clearing that up for
us.
Yes. So yeah, so all in all, some great stuff. Can't wait for Lost to come back. And thank you, Ryan, for keeping us updated on the happenings of the island. Jack, I think now it's time.
Hey, how are we going to go to Hawaii? Because I can't pronounce those streets like Ryan can.
Well, we're going to hang out with Ryan, I'm sure. He'll give us like a crash course or something.
Really? Because we're going to need something.
You don't have to know how to pronounce them. You just not have to know how to read them and see. That's a sign.
Well, what if we get lost and we go, we're going to, I don't know.
You just write it down and say this street. All right.
That's why we're bringing the GPS system out.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
I was born ready.
Let me get the drum roll ready.
Of course, you have to get it ready. You don't have it.
And, you know, actually, this new GarageBand, I don't have that instrument, so I'm going to have to, like, do something else. But here we go.
Unbelievable.
That one sucked. Let me do this one. All right. Go ahead.
Is this going to be the new drum roll?
No.
We need to come up with something else because I'm not doing this every week for that week.
Okay. I'm actually going to record it and actually have it as a pre-whatever clip.
Really? For the first time in 3 seasons?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're still on the 2nd season of the last podcast.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. Okay. 2.63.
Is that what the numbers
season
mean?
Season 2, episode 63.
Is that what the numbers mean?
Uh-huh.
Because I don't know. I have no idea what the numbers mean.
Go.
All right. You ready?
Crackpot theory time.
We saw Christian Shepherd.
Yes.
Give Jack Shepherd a watch that belonged to his grandfather that he never wore.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yes.
What if the watch... Uh-huh. I'm not even what if the watch. The watch... Because remember how Anthony Cooper was picked up so fast?
Uh-huh.
How'd they know where he was? I mean, right away, the others knew right where he was.
Yeah.
In Tallahassee. They knew right where he was.
Uh-huh.
Must have some kind of tracking device on him, right?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know the way they work, but it's possible,
out of the blue,
I guess.
They just knew where he was. In this big world of ours, they could go
find
somebody.
Well, maybe they just keep tabs on him from the beginning, you know?
Yeah. Okay. What if the watch has some kind of tracking device in it, and that's how they're able to track Christian Shepherd, and that's how they knew he was on the plane?
Chris Shepherd or Jack?
No, Jack Shepherd. I'm sorry.
Ah, okay.
So the watch has some kind of tracking device,
uh-huh.
And that's why he gave him the watch.
So this kind of still falls into your Jack's been selected beforehand,
right?
Crash on that island.
Yeah, yeah. I think this Mobisode confirmed it.
Confirms it.
I think that's what are you calling this? The lost
missing pieces.
Missing pieces. There it is, right there.
It's a missing piece.
You don't even have to watch. You know, the show doesn't even come back again. We know exactly what's going on now.
Uh-huh. All right. It's a possibility. I think you're stretching a bit, but it's a
stretch. All right, this watch. This watch
that's
so special that he never wore. He never wore the watch.
It's because he had this falling out.
Well, he could be like me. I don't like wearing watches.
Uh-huh. But I do.
Okay. So did we ever see Christian Shepherd with a watch on?
I don't know. I'm sure
he's wore a watch.
Yeah.
So this magical watch.
Maybe it's just like him. He's like getting that weight off his shoulders, and he's giving it to his son.
The watch isn't that heavy. It's just a watch.
It's the meaning behind.
Plus, you don't wear
watch.
It on your shoulder. You put it on your wrist. No wonder you can't tell time. I can't see what time it is. And your band gets all stretched out.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, really not for you, because you really don't have the biggest shoulders.
Bigger than yours, small
little,
fry.
Little girl shoulders.
All right. So that's your crackpot theory?
Yes, the watch has some kind of tracking device in it.
And?
I'm sticking to it.
All right.
Until the next Mobisode proves me right. Or wrong, I mean.
Hey, there you go. Yeah. All right, you ready to close out the show, Jack?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, so that is our show for this week. If you'd like to give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
Once again, it's 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
With your last questions, comments, and or theories about these new Mobisodes. Check them out on abc.com and let us know if you have any theories, questions, and or comments.
First, you have to watch the commercial, though.
Well, yeah, but you have to watch commercials anywhere.
Yeah.
Also, give us an email at
lostpodcast@gmail.com.
Once again, it's
lostpodcast@gmail.com.
Also, you can check out our website, jayandjack.com. And I want to give a big thanks to Evan AG of agdesign.com, who is working really hard with us and making our redesign of the website. At first, I was thinking I would just do it myself and do some minor stuff. I'm not that good at web design.
We know how horrible that would turn out to be.
So it's just going to be like a little update, but Evan has really gone and worked really hard and made a really cool website redesign.
It's nice.
Yeah, it looks really, I'm really excited. And hopefully...
Are you really excited?
Yeah, hopefully. I think he was saying this might be up and running by the time this episode is up.
Really? Plus, what I liked about it, it has clearly all where people ask where the old episodes are. You can go back in the archive.
Yeah, it just shows you archive
it's right
everywhere.
There.
Yeah, and it's more simple. It's more clean. It has more of a theme, a Lost theme, I think, to it. And it's going to be a bit different. There's going to still be stuff we have to work on, like our about page is going to be different. Pauline is actually writing a new biography for us there. On
really?
The bio. Yeah.
Wow.
Since she's your biggest fan now.
Yeah.
And
she can do whatever she wants.
Just because you said you were clever.
Yeah.
And
hey, don't spoil the Ramblecast preview. The verses.
Also, it's gonna be really nice. It's gonna be nice, and I can't wait for it to be everyone to see it.
It is sweet. I couldn't believe how nice it was.
Yeah. So once again, thank you for Evan, AG, and if any of you out there have a podcast or want some web design or redesign,
yeah,
check out agdesign.com, and he does a great job. And he did it like most of it in, like a day, which is amazing. So look forward to that.
The new MySpace page looks great.
That's next on the list of things to do. Sam from samandnate.com is working on some new stuff. So
the parka. The Jane Jack parka is going to be cool.
It's kind of a clue to what's coming up, but it's not a parka.
Okay.
But we're coming out with some new products for the Christmas season, and I'm really
Jack's
excited.
Special hair products. My hair products by choices. Yeah. Things that I use,
yeah,
you're going to definitely want to get in and
to
use.
To get a signature Jack hairstyle. So be on the lookout for that. I think we're going to try and have that ready by the end of November, maybe early December.
In time
for
the
you guys.
Holiday season.
Yes. And
should we talk about the fun, the podcast we're doing for charity?
If you want to, go ahead.
We decided on, actually, if you listen to the Merry Man podcast, we talked about it last night, but you may not want to listen to that episode.
Yeah.
We were a little tired last night. We're doing a charity. We're going to do it for autism, finding a cure for autism.
Uh-huh.
We said, I think last night, February. Now we're going to push it back to March because Jay's on spring break. And what Saturday is that? The first Saturday in
March or something.
So it's the first Saturday in March. So
basically, we're going to go for the world record of longest continuous podcast.
And we're going to go as long as we can.
Yes.
We're going to open a PayPal account.
Uh-huh. And for as long as we're recording, right, you're going to be able to donate.
Yeah. And also, you can send checks or money orders to our P.O. box.
Yeah.
For autism. And then every penny we raise goes to whatever we...
Yeah, to the charity.
Charity. And we'll get it all worked out. And
more details to follow.
Yeah, we're still working on it. We kind of just... joked about it because we're joking about Dale with something, and then we kind of got committed on it. We really want to do it, so we're gonna
and I think you should call the Guinness Book Records and see what it takes for us to have that record.
Really?
I think you should.
I'll go days.
I'm not gonna go days. All right,
actually, I'll sit here and throw rocks at you. We
right,
won't
guys.
Stop until I run out of rocks.
So that's what's going on. For those of you who still want to get Samanate t-shirts before we get our new products in, check out samanate.com, shopsamanate.com for all of that superty duper stuff. All right. Do you have anything else you want to say, Jack?
I am done.
We'll see you next week when we recap and discuss the adventures of Hurley and Frogert.
I'm really looking forward to that one.
Yeah. And until then, hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.